Now, I would like to invite Swami Tato Mainanji, the head of the Vedanta Society of Northern California, to give a Vedic chanting, a welcome, and an introduction. Swami Tato Mayananda.
Om asadoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amridam gamaya. From the unreal, lead me to the real. From darkness, lead me to light. From death, lead me to immortality. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It's an honor and a blessed opportunity to welcome all the respected monks, nuns, devotees, friends, and ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to all of you. We are gathered today, this morning, to remember and pay our tributes to Swami Prabhudhanandaji Maharaj, who was a guide and friend in the spiritual life of hundreds of devotees of this Bay Area, who has influenced, who has inspired many people in this country, all over this nation, to walk along the path of spirituality and renunciation. It is very hard to capture in words the contributions of a great monk who have taught and guided people in this country for the last more than four decades. Swami Prabhudhanandaji was, in many ways, all the things that an ideal monk ought to be. Soft-spoken, kind-hearted, friendly, humble, at the same time, with a strong dedication to the basic values of monastic life. So, I welcome all of you who have gathered here to remember and pay tributes to his memory, because all of you, at least most of you, have memories of Swami Prabhudhanandaji still being kept alive in your hearts right now. We have in our midst monks from all descendants of this country and also from Canada, and devotees from Canada, some from the Latin American countries, and from most of the states of the United States. I don't take your time to mention every one of them. Some of them are physically not keeping well. Still, out of their love and their respect to the memories of this great monk who passed away about 3 months back, they have all come here. And with my Sashtanga pranams, I welcome all of them, and also all the devotees and friends, all the ladies and gentlemen who had found time to come and gather here. Thank you. Namaskar. Just a few pieces of information in the housekeeping part of the housekeeping work just I want to present before you. One important point is we have very little time. We have to finish the whole program by 4:30. So, time is a very important factor. So, I request all the respected speakers to confine themselves to a maximum of 10 minutes. Another information, We have our own designated photographers, devotees, who are responsible for taking photos here. So please do not take your own photographs, photographs on your own accord, because there are some specified photographers who have taken this responsibility. So thank you, namaskar, welcome, and good morning to every one of you. Thank you, namaskar. After this program, this welcome address, there is a very important duty that is conferred upon me. We have two messages from seniors. The one message from most revered President Maharaj, the president of the Ramakrishna Order. He has most graciously sent a message. Sri Ramakrishna Charanam, message for memorial service, October 13, 2014. A feeling of profound sorrow and deep sense of loss occupied my mind as I came to know about the passing away of Swami Prabuddhananda, who dedicated the best part of his life to propagate the lofty teachings of Vedanta in the West. An initiated disciple of Swami Virajanandaji Maharaj, Swami Vivekananda's disciple, he served the Ramakrishna Ashrama, Bangalore, in India for 19 years. He used to put his whole heart and soul in every work and perform it as worship. To many spiritual seekers, Swami Prabuddhananda was a teacher and a guide. For them, his teachings, his constant attention to their needs, both mundane and spiritual, his uncompromising insistence on applying spiritual truths to every aspect of life, and above all, his deep compassion and love are a spiritual treasure to last a lifetime. The Vedanta Society of Northern California, founded by Swami Vivekananda, was very well served under the leadership and guidance of Swami Prabuddhananda, and will be a lasting monument and a heaven of peace for all sincere spiritual seekers. May the soul of Swami Prabuddhananda ever rest in peace at the feet of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Sri Sarada Devi, and Swami Vivekananda. May they ever bless all of us in my prayer. Another message has come, that is from Swami Tathagatanandaji Maharaj, a very senior monk of our order, from Vedanta Society of New York, founded by Swami Vivekananda in 1894. Swami Tathagatanandaji writes, reminiscences of Swami Prabuddhanandaji Maharaj. Revered Swami Prabuddhanandaji is no more with us. We have lost in him a real monk who really lived a noble life. I had the opportunity to see him two or three times at the Bangalore Center when I was posted at Mylapore Center in Madras. When I was the head of the Baranagar Center in Calcutta, he kindly paid a visit to my center and encouraged me to accept the headquarters order to go to New York. Revered Swami Prabuddhanandaji invited me to visit his center. So on July 5, 1977, I left New York and reached San Francisco. To my great surprise, Swami had arranged a reception at Olima for me. I had many occasions to know Swami Prabuddhanandaji. On two occasions, I spent 15 days at Olima Center. I still remember those days. At his invitation, I was at Lake Tahoe along with Swami Shraddhanandaji Maharaj and Swahanandaji Maharaj and many other monks. We all had a very wonderful time. Headquarters has issued a bulletin in August 2014. In that bulletin, headquarters wrote that Swami Prabuddhanandaji was a highly respected saint of sterling monastic qualities, calm demeanor, and dignified manners. Revered Swamiji was an ideal monk Swami Prabhudhananda ji's integrity of character, sympathetic behavior, and calm and quiet life have left a rich legacy of genuine spiritual life for many of his acquaintances and disciples. I humbly pray to Sri Ramakrishna to bless him, and I pay my respectful homage to the departed soul, Swami Tathagatananda ji. October 11, 2014. Thank you.